Bloody Elbow presents exclusive fighter interviews. This special show gives you a series of exclusive interviews with MMA fighters conducted by members of the Bloody Elbow staff.
My name is Danny O'Donnell. I'm here today with Brandon "The Truth" Vera. Super excited for this guest. Brandon, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Of course, there was a huge one card this past weekend. One Lights Out was the name of it. Some really, really huge fights. We definitely saw some lights
go out. Yeah.
So I thought we'd start with the co-main event. That was one that we touched on a little bit before we started recording. But Bibiano Fernandez, the current one champion at bantamweight, 135, he took on John Lineker. And I feel personally like Bibiano has a career in MMA that's not as respected as it should be. He never fought in the UFC, but his run in one championship has been nothing short of incredible. So that's
spectacular.
That I was really looking forward to. But what were your thoughts on both those guys in that
fight?
Dude,
you know, man, I'm sorry. Like, that fight was – that was one of the highlights. I could probably say there was many fights of the night, but that was probably the fight of the night. A lot of emotion went into that fight. A lot of ego, a lot of angst, and a lot of frustration needed to get out. Bibby, like you said, he has one of the greatest careers of any mixed martial artist of all time. You know, yeah. He doesn't get the clout that he deserves. That's debatable. Everybody feels that way. You know, and you can point out many different things, but the one thing that Bibby showed last night is, he's a real champ. I mean, like, these guys, both of them are champs. Now, with our new champion, Mr. Lineker, these guys stood in front of each other and was banging on each other like heavyweights. Like, they, no more footwork. We're just going to stand here and start swinging hooks like this until somebody falls down. Somebody did fall down. First, it was champ Lineker, and then it was Bibby, you know? Man, that fight was something that only happens in one championship.
Yeah, it was like, crazy. Like, you don't see a lot of bantamweights with that kind of power. And Bibiano, no, was pretty impressive to see him throw hands. Like you said, he stood there and traded too, even though his jiu-jitsu is obviously a strong suit.
Yeah. Why would you bang with Lineker? Well, I guess you knocked him down, tried to put him out, trying to prove a point. It was a beautiful contest. I thought it was an amazing match. You could say evenly matched. Like, those are both champs. Like, Bibby's a champ. Lineker's now the current champ, but that could change on another day, you know? Like, that could change between those two again. God, that was a really great match. Like, we just watched the match, I think, the whole time with our eyes open, our mouth open. Like,
yes, exactly.
What is going on?
It's going to be really interesting to see what Bibiano does from here. He's definitely looked fresh. He doesn't look like he has too much damage on his body.
Yeah.
He is a bit over, he's over 40 now. I think he's 41 or 42.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely could still, he looked like he still has a lot more left in him, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he decides to do.
Yeah, for sure. But
awesome. Yeah, that was such a great fight.
Bibby, it's Bibby, man. He's like a living legend. He can do whatever he wants, and it'll still be Bibby.
Yeah, absolutely. He has those grappling skills, so if he doesn't want to take damage in a fight, he can choose to take it to the ground, use his submissions, and he doesn't really have to take all those punches if he doesn't want to.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Let's move on to the main event, because that was another absolutely incredible fight. Didn't last quite as long, but Don Lee took on Gary Tonin. Gary's one of my personal favorite MMA fighters to watch just because of his jiu-jitsu game. I love watching the submissions and the high-level jiu-jitsu crossing over to MMA. What were your thoughts on that fight?
I'm a huge fan of Tonin, too, just because of Gordon and Tom and that group. You know, that group is badass. Yeah. I was excited to watch the fight. MMA. It's MMA, you know, like the game plan was sound. The techniques were, you can almost say flawless, because it's Tonin pulling off the techniques. He's where he needs to be, but it's MMA, man. It's MMA. If you're in a bad spot and somebody can punch you, it's a bad spot. It's a really, really bad spot. So I think that's what happened. Game plan was implemented correctly. I just think, I can't think his last name. What's his last name? Tan Lee.
Yeah.
dude, he was just prepared for everything. I think he was prepared for everything. He didn't look nervous at all. And he was swinging the whole time he was defending, you know, while Tony was on his legs, he was high stepping, moving around, rolling, turning, looking for a shot. So he came in very well prepared for a mixed game. Like, he wasn't looking to just stand up. He wasn't looking, definitely not looking just to grapple, you know. Smart game plan. And that kid has got, wow, not concrete, not steel, not stone, like something else in his hands, man.
Nuclear weapons.
Something else, man. When he hits people at that weight class, they just fall asleep or they fly in the air and fall asleep, you know? So I don't know, man. I don't know. That kid's going to be champion, I think, for a little while. I think he's going to be champ for a little while.
Please. You mentioned the preparation. I know he was training his jiu-jitsu with Ryan Hall, who obviously has a great leg lock game. I think that probably helped him prepare for the heel hooks. But the first heel hook attack that Gary implemented looked like it was pretty tight.
Yeah, you know, and he fought out of it. So he rolled out of it. You know, it's being with Ryan Hall, I would say, definitely helped him mess with the leg situation. You know, like everybody says, there's levels to this game. Angela just said it. There's levels to this game. There's levels. If you've never been around a high-level footlock person or high-level leg lock game, and all of a sudden it happens the first time in an MMA match, you're gonna freak out regardless. But if you have somebody like Ryan Hall playing 50-50 on you the whole time, yanking your feet, pulling your ankles, that calmness that you get from training will translate over to the MMA world. And you saw he was able to pick his shots from doing that, you know. So it was very impressive how smooth he looked.
Yeah, the way he was able to shut down those attacks and just keep launching his offense while his heels being cranked on was impressive.
Yes, sir. Correct. You're very correct. Yes, sir. He just looked smooth. He looked like he's been there before. He really looked like he trained for the situation. It's like one of those things. It's MMA, man. It's MMA.
Anything can
I didn't
happen.
Think it would be that fast.
Yeah, it was really fast. As soon as he started landing, it was over quick.
Crazy, man.
That was nuts.
Who's Lee fighting next?
I don't think he has a fight scheduled next.
But like, who would fight him next? That's what I'm trying to think. Like, who's?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully Gary can build himself back up. I would like to see that rematch.
Martin Nguyen and him go at it again. Yeah, yeah, that would be a banger again. That would be awesome.
Yeah, he got a win on the card as well. So,
Mr. Nguyen, congrats, Martin. Congrats. Dude, he look good. Martin, you look mean, man. You look like the kid stole something from you, was taking it back. Good job, man.
Yeah, that would be a great matchup to see down the road too.
Let them get back at it. Yeah. It was a good match. Martin looked like he was hunting that fight. He didn't like he was fighting. Martin looked like he was hunting. Like he was coming to get something. It was nice.
Yeah, he had something to prove.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit earlier before we started recording too, just about ONE Championship and how many amazing things they have coming down the pipeline. And you've been with ONE since 2014. So I wanted to pick your brain just about what it was like to make that transition from the UFC to ONE Championship, because I think nowadays we're seeing that a lot more. We're seeing fighters not afraid to leave the UFC and kind of seek that payday or whatever you want to call it.
It's not even just a payday. It's not even just a better contract. It's, brother, it's really the respect that's shown to the athletes, that's given to the fighters, that you feel when you're traveling around the world. Man, when you're on the phone with people at ONE Championship, man, it's a whole different ballgame. Like Angela said, there's levels to this game. ONE Championship leveled this up like Gordon Ramsay does with all his dishes. Like, everyone, there's no other organization as polite and as, cannot say understanding. I guess understanding is the only word in my vocabulary that I can use to describe this lifestyle. And everyone in ONE Championship understands this lifestyle. They understand the chaos that makes this beautiful thing. And no one's ever picked on, no one has ever talked down to, no one's ever berated. Like, it's, I don't know how to explain it, man.
More of like the cultural respect, almost.
It would be like the cultural respect, exactly. It would be like you're treated like modern day samurai at ONE Championship as opposed to a cow in some of the other organizations.
Like a cog in the system.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yes, sir. Or they're just, you know, you go to the corner, make the money, come back. Yeah. It's not like that. It's not like that for one championship. And it's, oh my God. And everybody, when I first came over, thought I was crazy. They said, Brandon, you're nuts. I can't believe you're doing this. You're going to be, first of all, it's Asia. I'm doing main event in the Philippines. Like, it's Asia. Are you kidding me? There's, so how many people in the world? 7 billion? 4 billion are in Asia? It's like, come on, man. I'll be back. I'll see you guys later. Yeah. I'll see you guys later. So that's part of it, man. It's part of the one championship ecosystem and all of it. And there's no other way to explain it until you experience it, because you have to experience the bad and you have to understand what athletes and fighters go through. And then when somebody from one championship talks to you, you're like, oh my God, they talk to athletes like this? And it's so crazy. Listen, it's so, so crazy. The current heavyweight champion that's holding my belt and keeping it warm for me, Arjun Buller, he even asked me when he first came over to one championship, we were talking. He was just in the initial dating phase, you know, come check us out. And he asked me, man, he asked me right beside his wife, he said, Brandon, is this all real? Is this for real? And I said, yeah, man, it's always like this. This is not going to change. This is not like a see this, buy this, and it changes when you get it. It's not like a gremlin, man. Like, it's always like this. So, yeah, even Arjun Buller, who I happen to lose to, he's holding my belt for me, keeping it warm. I'm gonna come get that back, Arjun. He couldn't even believe it when he first came over. That's how crazy it is. And it's, you know, for me to bring that up and bring up my loss, like I need to explain to you guys how different it is. You know, it's that different. And I'm bringing a special guest onto the screen.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
Thanks, brother. This is our little boss, Atreyu. He just woke up, so. Say hi, fam.
He's in a great mood. Daddy's doing an interview.
Yeah, he's such a cool kid. Can Daddy finish this interview? Yeah. Well, man, one championship. It's like that. It's like family.
You've had such a great run. You mentioned you fought for the heavy. You had the heavyweight title, defended it a couple times. You also fought for the light heavyweight title. Where do you kind of see yourself going forward in one? Do you see yourself challenging? Obviously, you mentioned you want to get the rematch for the heavyweight title. You want to have two belts, or where do you kind of see yourself going?
So, well, the dream for two belts left the station last time I had to cut weight. I'm never cutting weight. I told everybody this. I promise I'm never, ever cutting weight again. Nah, I'm done with that in my life. That part of my life is over, cutting weight. So I would love to have two belts if you know, our next fight coming up, I want to make sure that I prove my worth and get my rematch for our title so we can get our title back. I'm not ready to retire without my belt. My belt is mine, and I want to make sure that I'm not going anywhere until I have my belt and I'm ready to say it's done and I call it a day. So I have goals. You know, everybody's like, Brandon, what's next? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Man, I need to get my belt back. That's our strap. Like, that belongs to me. That belongs to the Philippines. In the U.S., you know, like we need to go ahead and get that back. That's kind of the number one goal. I don't see anything after that. Just got to get that back first.
Another really cool thing that ONE's doing, and especially they're really featuring this on the ONE X card, is they're featuring matches for grappling, Muay Thai, kickboxing. They're having all these individual martial arts competitions inside of their ONE X card, which is, you know, more of a mixed martial arts promotion. But could you ever see yourself competing in kickboxing, Muay Thai, submission grappling? Would you ever do that?
You know, maybe a Muay Thai match, and then definitely grappling. You know, when I first started doing this stuff, all I was doing was wrestling. I was a wrestler through and through before I got into MMA. I was winning all the tournaments that I was going to up and down East Coast and traveling around the world. And I would absolutely love to be grappling for one championship. But I'm still enjoying making people miss and hitting them in return. So not yet.
Well, another cool thing that we touched on before we started recording is that you're coming up on your 20-year anniversary as a professional in mixed martial arts, which is an insane milestone. We were trying to think of other people who'd reach that. You mentioned Robbie Lawler. That was a really good name. There's some guys from the older generation who've done it. But what does that mean to you to be in the game for 20 years? That's not something that a lot of people accomplish.
you know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot, lot, lot. I probably won't be able to get it all out in this interview, but something that a lot of people have told me, from fighters to promoters to fans, the people who've been following my career, they said, Brandon, I absolutely love the way that you have done your career, because you've done your career exactly how you wanted to do your career. You've told people F off. You've told people no. You've told people yes. You've been in the good. You've been in the bad. I've been through lawsuits. I've done contract negotiations. You know, I'm currently in a class action lawsuit. You know, I've done everything my way. And like Frank Sinatra, I think that's pimp in this world of MMA. I think that is almost a very impossible thing to do in this sport. And I'm glad that I'm one of the few who have gotten to hit that milestone and have been using the sport, not let the sport use me.
That's a great point.
You know, so I'm very glad, and I'm very honored and happy for that. And my favorite part about being that and doing that is I have these younger fighters coming and asking me questions. I have people hitting me up on DMs and just asking, hey, Brandon, what should I, what if, what about, they said, you know, everybody's just throwing me a situation. And I tell them, hey, there's three scenarios. This is what they want you to do. This is what you could do. And this is what I would do. Good luck. Good luck.
You made an excellent point, though. Not a lot of people have been able to create a mixed martial arts career on their own terms. And you've been able to do that, fighting in multiple promotions. And you're really a pioneer in the way that you've crafted your career and the way that you've negotiated and the fights that you've gotten. It's been something that other people can look to as a roadmap for their career.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that, Danny. Thank you. And, you know, we didn't really mean to do that on purpose as like a statement. It's just kind of how it was. I grew up that way. You know, my dad, first generation immigrant from the Philippines to US, trying to make it, not speaking English, you know, with no money. He made it happen. He made his dream happen. So I was like, man, he had no help, no English. Like, I can figure this out one way or another. We're going to figure this out, man. So we've been blessed. You know, we've done all the right things. We've had great mentors. I've had great coaches from Joe DiGiulio, who was my very first sponsor, rest in peace, Big Joe, to Master Lloyd Irvin, to Victor Cui, to Chatri Sitridong. Dude, John Wayne Parr is a mentor. You know, everyone I've met in my life and throughout this career has been mentoring me in one way, form or another. So I'm just thankful and glad it turned out that way. And I'm glad to be able to give it back when people ask questions, man, if they're being genuine and curious. I love being able to help. You know?
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. So kind of to wrap things up, I wanted to talk about the 1X card coming up, their 10-year anniversary card. There's going to be some amazing MMA matches, yeah, grappling matches, kickboxing
matches, yeah,
everything. They actually ended up announcing that they're splitting it into three parts.
Okay, how three parts
big
now.
The card is.
Yeah.
So there's going to be like a main event, co-main event, and a main card, but what are your thoughts on some of those matches on that card? Obviously, you got Angela Lee fighting. Shinya Aoki is going to be fighting Akiyama. Andre Galval is going to be the main grappling match. Demetrius Johnson's on the card. I believe John Wayne Parr is on the card as well.
Yep. You know, I don't know what to say about the card. Like, man, the whole thing is like a Super Bowl. You ask me about who you're going to pick. Bro, I like everybody on the card, man. I like everyone on the card. Listen, John Wayne Parr is fighting Edward Folaang. Edward is my fellow countryman from the Philippines. I absolutely love Edward. I've been trying to hang out with him in Baguio to go strawberry picking, you know? Like, but John Wayne Parr, JWP, that's my idol, you know?
Legend.
He's a legend. Oh, my God. Then you got Shinya versus... Akiyama. Sexyama, sorry.
You got Sexyama. Yeah.
Man, that doesn't get Angela Lee versus Stamp. DJ versus Iron Man. Like, man, you can just keep doing this. You can just keep saying names. Just keep saying names and keep saying matchups. And it seems fake because, no, they're not fighting now. They won't make that match happen. And not just that, it's DJ and Iron Man in a mixed rules
yeah
fight. come on, man. Like, that's the first, I think this is like the first on a Class A show to do something like this. Mm-hmm. And man, this card's gonna be retarded. I'm so excited to watch this card. I'm probably gonna record it because we're probably gonna fall asleep, wake up, rewind, play, fall asleep, wake up, rewind. Man, like the adrenaline, that you're just gonna be tired that entire day watching the fights. Adrenaline up, dump, man. Yeah, you know what I feel bad for? The athletes on the third part of the show.
I know, yeah, they're just gonna be waiting for hours and hours.
And you know, the hard part is you watch when you're back there, you're watching the event because, man, that's what we do. We're athletes, we want to see what's going on, or you're at the hotel watching the event. So, man, you're gonna be up, down, up, down, up, down the whole fight. But, man, the card is amazing. One Championship is doing things that no one else has been able to do. From production-wise to athletes performing the way they should be, athletes being happy. Chatria won Championship. I think they gave away $250,000 yesterday in bonuses.
I think there were $50,000 bonuses.
$50,000 bonuses.
Yep. So
$250,000. Woo! no one's doing this. You know, like you get one bonus for one fight if there was a knockout on some cards. I think one championship, man, and this was something we were playing with before, like 85% plus of one championship's events end in a finish. That was before. I don't know what it was this past weekend, but it seems like
it was a lot. There was
it seems like every single one is a finish. And you know, as a fan, that's what we want to see. We want to see people pour their hearts out on the mat. Pour their soul into the mat. And that's something one championship athletes and the whole group. I don't know how to see, this is part of the magic. I don't know how to explain it. Nobody asks for that. Nobody asks for you to go finish the fight. Nobody tells you in the back. Nobody says, hey, we need to bring excitement. No one says any of this. This is hard to explain. Like, no one's telling you to go do this. What you see out there from the athletes, the heart, the blood, the sweat, the tears, their entire soul, that's because of how well we are treated, how good they take care of the athletes, how they line things up for us and make sure that we're always okay, you know? They don't ask us to do that. We just go and show. And that's a huge difference from one championship to all the other organizations. That's the magic that no one else has. One championship, and that's why that one championship X card is going to be ridiculous. You have like, this reminds me of being a little kid when I was a kid saying, who would win in a fight, Superman or Incredible Hulk? You know, this is kind of, we're at that level now. Who's gonna win in a fight? We got Iron Man versus DJ, like in a mixed rules fight. So I'm very excited about this X card, man. The list goes on and on. And if you guys have never watched the One Championship card, make sure you tune in to 1X. Oh, and DeRitter and Gabao. You kidding me? Come on, man. Hey, DeRitter, listen, this is a message for you too. Because I know you called me out right before I lost my belt. Listen, I ain't going nowhere. And if you want to be my next one, you can do that too. You can get some as well. We'll do a catch weight. DeRitter, let me know if you want an ass whooping.
He's the middleweight. I believe he's light heavyweight and middleweight champion. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So he can definitely. He called me out first. So I'm just letting him know. Yeah, you can come up. I know you can come up. You're young, son. I know. Come on.
That's amazing. I'd love to see that fight. That would be incredible. But yeah, I'm taking up a lot of your time today, so I apologize. But I really appreciate it. Just want to congratulate you on 20 years of MMA. That's incredible. I think it's amazing what you've done with one championship. And even before that, you were an amazing fighter in some of the top organizations. So congratulations. Thank you so much for your time. Can you just tell everyone where they can follow you on social media?
Man, follow me at BrandonTheTruthVera.com on Instagram, Brandon the Truth, Brandon the Truth Vera on Facebook. And Twitter, I'm at Verify. You guys stay awesome. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for watching One Championship. Thanks for letting us do what we do. I appreciate you, Danny, for what you're doing and educating the world. I appreciate it, man. Make sure you keep doing the thing and press it. And make sure you get 1% better every day. 1% better every day.
Awesome. Thank you again, Brandon. And thanks everyone for listening. And we will catch you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this Bloody Elbow Presents production. To check out more of our content, hop over to the Bloody Elbow Presents SoundCloud and iTunes pages, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is titled Bloody Elbow Presents. We're also on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Overcast, Player FM, and Amazon Music. Just search for Bloody Elbow Presents and you'll get brand new shows throughout the week, including Care Don't Care, The Mookie and Crookie Show, The Open Guard Cast, The MMA Vivisection, The Level Change Podcast, The Sixth Round Post Fight Show, Sixth Round Retro, The MMA Depressed Us, Crooklyn's Corner, and radio style play-by-play for every UFC pay-per-view. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Bloody Elbow, Facebook at facebook.com/bloodyelbowblog, and of course on bloodyelbow.com.